Go with the podcast.
Hi guys, welcome to the second in our installment of The Less You Know. I'm Dan.
I'm Michael Jackson.
This week I'm joined by Michael Jackson. This is Rob. And we're going to just talk about random shizzle like last week. Do you want to start us off, Rob?
I want to talk about your diet.
My diet? Oh no.
Okay. Yeah, how's that going?
It's going okay.
Why are you dieting?
So I have my Benidorm bod.
Benidorm bod. Do you know what Benidorm bod is? Have you ever seen pictures of a Benidorm bod?
They're usually quite big.
You ever seen the Fat Boy Slim album when the big fat
guy? Oh yeah, that's cool.
That's a Benidorm
bod. I'm trying to get the opposite of that.
What, even fatter?
No. I had a day off yesterday. Is this what you were going to go before?
Yes. You shouldn't have that day off. Really?
Well, I
don't have days off.
You liar.
When do I have days off?
You do.
I have a fixed day off. You have a day off whenever you want.
No.
Days off in a row, isn't that?
I'm not going to be able to have
one day.
No, there's not. There wasn't in a row. Wasn't in a row. I had a few days off in between. I can't have a day off over the weekend because I was Saturday, Sunday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I'm working nights. So yeah.
Okay.
And that's where you wanted to start the podcast.
Yeah, I wanted to start with that. Well, I wanted you to tell me now what you think of Benidorm. Did you fall in love last time we were in Benidorm? Then
I fell in love about three times when we were in Benidorm.
With who?
There was an Irish lady.
Transvestite?
There was a transvert. And probably. And
a mate to a transvestite. They were scary.
Yeah.
One beat me at pool every single time I tried to beat her.
Yes.
Lesbian.
If girls can
supposedly
play pool, they're lesbian.
Yeah. Mm. She had a moustache as well.
Oh god, that's a big giveaway.
Carl could have pulled her.
Could have.
Could have. His third nipple.
Oh god.
We won't mention his third nipple.
There we were.
I remember once in high school getting him to stick a peg attached to his third nipple.
Oh.
I have loads of stories about Carl.
I accidentally punched Carl in the face once.
He's got a face you want to punch though.
No, it was so horrible. I've never ever punched anyone in the face before, ever. And I was jokingly swinging at Christian, right? He was right in front of me, and Carl was stood to the side. And I just swung my fist, obviously not to hit Chris, but to like, just like as a jokey thing. And then it just full on smacked Carl in the face. And I was like, oh god, I'm so sorry.
That's like punching a kitten.
Yeah, it is. It's exactly
Carl's
the same.
Carl's like the nicest people in the world.
It's exactly the same. I punched a kitten in the face.
Saying that once though, I remember Christian holding, pissing him off so much that he jumped on his back and started punching him in the face.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
That was weird.
Jesus Christ.
Anyway. Okay, moving on.
Oh my god, did you see the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. promo?
Yes. How is he still alive?
That's a very good question. Agent Coulson.
Yeah, how is he still alive?
That's a very good question, because I like how they put out one promo where it's just like really short 30 seconds where it's like, oh, okay, this could be set anywhere, anytime. And then the full-on trailer just blatantly lets you know that it carries on after the Avengers and that Coulson's leading the team. So either S.H.I.E.L.D. have done something to bring him back, or he didn't actually die in the first place.
We saw him die. He was dying in the Avengers. We saw him die.
Yeah, he got stabbed pretty bad.
He never got stabbed.
He did.
He got stabbed.
Yeah. Loki like proper impaled him with his big staff thing.
Yeah.
But if you watch the English DVD version, I've told you about this. The edit they did on that scene.
No.
Right. For some reason, we got a censored version where like the blade doesn't go all the way through. So, like, when we went to the cinema to watch it, this is what I don't get. In the cinema, it wasn't edited, and then on the DVD, it is. So, if you watch it in the cinema, the blade goes all the way through, so it's like, you see it from a side shot, from the back, through the chest. But when you watch it on the DVD, you see it from the back, and there's no blade sticking out of his chest.
What a jib.
I know. I remember watching that for the first time on the DVD. I actually paused it, and I was like, what? Wait a minute. Why have they changed that? And we got, for some reason, I think it was like in China, their censoring laws are a bit different, so they had to do that, and then we got the same version.
Oh, so it's because it's Chinese? Because we probably bought all our DVDs from China?
Yeah, probably. So that was...
Made by little children.
But I thought it was cool.
Like that film with the... what we were talking about last week.
Oh, what, War Games?
Yeah.
They put out another trailer for that as well, don't they? But I was watching someone was... IGN do a thing called Rewind Theatre where they take the trailer and then they keep pausing it and talking through each individual thing that they've...
That sounds boring.
Yeah, but it was kind of interesting as well. Like, if you watch the opening for it, you can see Stark Tower at the side after the Avengers. So you see the A because it all gets, like, trashed up, doesn't it? There's... So Agent... Clarkson, yeah.
So you actually watched this all the way through?
Yeah, I did.
Do you have any life at all?
Not at night.
So how much longer is this program then, compared to the film normally?
What?
Is that like an extra 6 hours worth of
what? Right. So the original trailer is like.
Oh, is it the trailer?
The trailer's.
Oh, so it's just talking through the trailer.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, so I thought you meant the whole film.
No.
I was gonna say you're a sad.
The trailer is 3 minutes long, but then this IGN Rewind Theater thing was 13 because they kept talking about each individual thing. But yeah, it's cool. There's like they've got a random superhero in it as well. And apparently, did you ever watch Item 47? I missed that. That was an extra on the Avengers DVD.
I heard about it. I never saw it.
It's basically like they reckon that like all the agents. Oh, that's also a note. All the agents and Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and all that, and Coulson and all that, have never been in the comics before. So it's completely made up and new by Josh Whedon and all that. So
Josh Whedon's the one that
directed the Avengers. Yeah. He's actually like involved with the TV series, so I reckon it'll be alright.
Have you seen the preview for the two new Tom Hanks films?
Nope.
When he's a captain of a ship. Of a... do you know the one that carries the crates around?
Alright.
Big stores. And basically, it's a true story. Or based on a true story, you know. Could just have the same names and all. One little bit's the same as a story. But it's about Somali pirates taking over the ship, and there's loads of action in it. It looks like Tom Hanks is a badass old man in it.
Tom Hanks is a badass old man in it.
Yeah, he's getting down and dirty with it. It's like he's gone back to the days of... Who was the gangster film he played? Who's in... Well, a gangster film's called now. He was in some gangster film.
He was in some gangster film.
Yeah.
That's all
he was badass in that as well.
Yeah.
That's when he was a bit younger. Ah, I know what it was called. Sleepless in Seattle.
Ah.
Yeah.
Ah.
Or was it You've Got Mail? One of them two.
It was one of those.
Yeah, he's badass in
like badass sending those emails.
Catch me if you can.
Did I mention last week The Lonely Island have a new song out every Wednesday?
No. I don't think you did.
Oh.
Maybe.
If I did.
I'm not listening
sorry,
to the podcast. I'm not a sad person listening to this podcast.
Hey, I sat through all last week's podcast.
Just to get an extra view.
Well, yeah. But, yeah, they have a new song out every Wednesday. And this Wednesday, they had one with T-Pain called I Fucked My Aunt.
Okay.
And it's rather strange. They just keep singing about random stuff, and then it's like, and then 5 years later, I fucked my aunt. And then T-Pain sings about it at the end. How silly it is.
Has he got all the auto-tune?
Yeah,
auto-tune
proper auto-tune to the max.
He's just done it to a new level, hasn't he?
Yeah, it's
he
like,
said you got it where it's okay. Oh, it's not really okay. And it's just he just took it to
the T-Pain's
level.
Just like
meow.
Yeah, it's just I love it. It's class. It's pretty cool. So every Wednesday, because Whack Wednesday is the call on it, because the album's called The Whack Album. Which I think is a reference back to the first album where they had that "Who said we're whack? You said we're whack."
Put your hands down if you don't think we're
put
whack.
Put your hands up if you think we're whack. Everyone else, put your hands down. There he is.
What about PewDiePie? Hasn't he moved back to somewhere else?
He moved back.
Isn't he tax dodging from America now? So he's moved somewhere else.
He's moved back to Italy.
And I told you he was a tax dodger.
He's not a tax
dodger. He's moving around all the place. He's moved to different countries so they don't have to pay tax.
No, that's not what
he's
it
not
is.
Spending the whole year in a country because then they have to pay a certain amount of tax to that country.
I'm not. No, I'm.
Where's he originally from?
I'm from Sweden.
So why does he go back to fucking Sweden then?
Because he lives in Italy.
Why is he living in Italy?
Because that's where he.
He's
is.
A tax dodger.
Well,
there's proof now.
Well, he's trying to support people anyway on the internet. I'm going to put some good here. Did you hear about what Nintendo have done?
Shot him?
No. Nintendo have partnered with YouTube. Right?
Okay.
They've become an official YouTube partner. So that they can earn the money from videos that people put up with their content in.
What?
So say if someone made a video with a Nintendo game and put it up, you know, like I would, and then you click the thing and put the adverts on it.
So people make more Nintendo games, so it's like a good ploy by Nintendo.
No, it's
to get
no,
to...
as in like they wouldn't earn anything from it. Nintendo would.
Yeah, but there's free advertising for the games, isn't it?
Well, that's why normally companies don't care.
Who plays Nintendo games nowadays?
Well, apparently a lot of people, because a lot of people are pissed off with this.
Who plays Nintendo games?
I can't say off the top of my head, but like
so no one famous that you watch and YouTube.
Well, Sanity not included.
Oh,
sometimes
who
uses the thing? That weekly sketch thing on machinima.com. But yeah, so they're taking away, like, people put these videos up trying to, like, do stuff, and then Nintendo can just go, oh, we're just going to put adverts on it and we make the money off of it all.
Sounds crap to me.
Well, fine, whatever.
So you're going to make one?
No, because obviously...
So it's crap then? Why are you bringing it up?
No,
you're not going to do anything with it.
What do you mean? No, because, no, what I'm saying... You're not understanding. Nintendo are taking away the rights for people to do anything with their game.
Oh, okay. So I thought it was the way around. I thought...
No. They're taking the rights away, so it's like...
Again, who plays Nintendo?
Apparently...
One plays Nintendo nowadays.
Well, everyone's fucking kicking a fuss, so obviously some people are.
Yeah, maybe 70-year-old men.
Yeah.
That's when Nintendo came out, wasn't it? Like, 70 years ago. Last big Nintendo console?
The Wii U.
Who plays the Wii?
Loads of people play the Wii U.
Who plays the Wii nowadays?
Fucking loads of people. Smosh.
I was listening to Rooster Teeth. Rooster Teeth said it's probably one of the most owned ones,
but
the least
played. Yeah, yeah. The Wii U,
unless you're Japanese, then I doubt you'll ever play Nintendo Wii anymore.
Okay, I've obviously touched the nerve here.
It's crap!
Talk about something else! Someone shouting at me.
Because you got the Xbox with the Kinect now, which is a lot better.
Oh, the Kinect's amazing. They really...
How does it work for a guy with your big frame? Is it...
Oh, like, I have
do you have to stand quite far back?
I clear everything out of the room. And then stand as far back as I can.
You can film yourself eating as well?
Yes.
All the time?
Mm.
I'm just going to have a little snack. Doesn't count as my day off. Didn't your dad buy you some energy drinks?
Yeah, I can't drink them because they're off sugar-free. So I've just gone and bought a load from Tesco.
Anyway, have you been watching the news recently? Did not hear the news last Saturday.
No.
Basically, there was a guy. This is a true story.
Okay.
He forged a pilot's license, got on an airplane, and flew all of the passengers into an airport.
No.
With a fake pilot's thing. He's going to prison for it.
I hope so. What the fuck?
No, so that's what I've got an idea for your next video is. We make you a pilot's license.
I'm not going to jail for a video.
Well, we could have the start, middle, and end. And the start is... us making the thing. The middle is you on the plane, and the third is you getting bummed in prison.
All right, that sounds great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're gonna have.
We're touching all sorts of markets there.
Exactly.
Yeah. So someone actually forged a pilot license and then flew a load of. That's insane.
Well, even better today. I was listening to the news today, and Venezuela. I think it's Venezuela. Is actually ran out of toilet paper. And they're panic buying in the shops toilet paper.
Panic buying toilet paper.
Because there's hardly any left in the country. I don't understand how that's possible. How can you run out of toilet paper? Unless the company's gone bust.
Who the fuck runs out of toilet? That's amazing. Oh my god, that's proper gig, made me giggle.
All I thought to myself was, what a shitty day.
God.
That brings me back to something, actually. What about Dread? We haven't watched Dread yet.
We haven't watched Dread.
Why? Go on.
I'm dreading that, so...
It sounds dreadful in my eyes.
Yeah. Did you... Oh, you don't watch How I Met Your Mother on a weekly basis, do you?
Yeah, I do.
Well, do you?
Yeah, I've seen the last one.
Did you watch the last one? Yeah. How good was the ending?
I thought it was crap.
Right, okay, but I've got a funny story with this, right? Okay, so...
Wait a minute. Go on.
So the ending, yeah, obviously you saw it. So right, spoilers. Okay, obviously I'm doing the whole letting them know we're gonna spoil it before.
Ted's wife is actually a man.
Yeah, that's it. No, right. At the very last shot of the season finale, you see the mother. Right, she's on her way to the wedding. Blah,
no,
blah,
she's
blah.
Not on the way. She's not on the way.
Yeah,
to
she's
the
getting a ticket to Farhampton because that's
where
the wedding's going.
Yeah, Farhampton, but she's not going to the wedding.
She plays the bass.
No, does she?
Yeah. One of the episodes.
They met at the train station.
No, that's afterwards.
Is that afterwards?
Yeah, because the first time he sees her is playing the bass at the wedding because she's part of the band that's going to be playing.
Oh, okay.
Right? But my mate Mark is a proper hardcore How I Met Your Mother fan, right? He knows everything. You ask him anything, he can quote everything. He loves it, right?
Okay.
Before he watched the episode, he went on Facebook and the...
ruined it for him.
The How I Met Your Mother page had a picture of the mother and said, "We've met the mother." He was just like, "What the fuck?" As if you just ruined it for me. And he was talking to me and he he said, because I'm not on the How I Met Your Mother Facebook page, so I haven't seen that. I had no idea what was happening in the episode. He messaged me asking if I've seen it yet, and I said no. And he said, okay, I'm not going to mention anything. I'll wait until you've watched it. I was like, thank you. Watched it, messaged him, and then he said, okay, that's great, but I'd like to send this to you and know that I saw this first before I watched the episode. And I was just like, oh my god, is it? So I'm looking forward to the next series.
No, we had the discussion, didn't we, by message on Facebook, of she's not actually that hot.
She's okay.
You said she was an 8.
She's an 8.
I said no.
No,
who else is an 8 then? Okay, give me another famous celebrity that's an 8.
No, don't do this to me. No,
no, go on, like, compared to our standards.
The way I look at it is, right,
if she's got teeth, she's an 8.
Ted isn't exactly the most attractive guy either.
He can be a handsome bloke. No, he's still... how long has he been going for now?
8 years.
8 years. So he's been telling a story for 8 years.
Yeah.
So the girl should be stunning.
Oh, no.
Look at the girl at the Avengers. What's her name?
Oh, God. Scarlett Johansson.
No!
Oh,
Robin!
Oh, Pepper, the one that plays Pepper Potts.
Robin!
Oh, okay. Who's in How I Met Your Mother? Yeah!
Yes! Where did you think I was going?
I don't know.
Now, she's hot.
She is hot.
Yeah, the tight leg her and stuff.
Yeah, oh, that was good.
I know, but, okay. So, Ted went out with her.
Yeah.
So, why is his wife not hotter than her?
Because it's just the way the world works.
So, your girlfriend, if you ever get another girlfriend, is going to get uglier and uglier.
That's not what I said. But standards are low.
Well, yeah, you just called that girl. Oh, yeah, true. You called that girl an 8.
So, yeah, no, Ted can't have the most stunning person ever. I mean,
why not?
It's unbelievable. It's like a proper thing. It's, yeah. Hangover 3's out on the 23rd.
Of this month?
Yeah.
23rd. What day is it today?
It's like the...
It's the 18th today.
It's the 18th today. They put a trailer up. Oh my god, did you see it? Where Chow is like the main thing to do with the story now.
Oh no.
Because he stole like millions of dollars worth of gold from like this dude.
Didn't he was in prison?
And then the guys have to find Chow because... the stupid one with the beard. I can never remember the names. Has been emailing him. So they're like best friends. So then they have to find Chow. But there's this one
Alan,
there's one scene that made me laugh so friggin' hard in the trailer where Chow's into cockfighting. He's got all these chickens and they're going fucking mental in this room and they're all there like, why the fuck are these chickens so angry? And he just goes, oh, I feed them nothing but cocaine and chickens.
He feeds them nothing but cocaine and chickens.
Chickens are going fucking mental. It was so fucking good. I'm looking forward to that. I hope they finish it off nicely. I hope they finish
it off.
They all
die.
That would be a way to end it.
Group suicide or something like that.
Yeah.
Like they're in a cult.
The wolf pack.
The wolf pack
decides to kill themselves.
Would be an interesting ending.
And an interesting...
And they're back in Vegas as well.
Yeah, they are.
I love Vegas.
Chow jumps off one of the buildings with a parachute and then, like,
oh, yeah,
hits a car. what the fuck? Angry Birds movie.
Shit, not watching it.
July the
1st. No.
2016.
No. They're milking this shit now.
2016.
They are milking this shit.
There will be a Angry Birds
shit
movie.
Film.
And Arrested Development Season 4 trailer was up the other day.
No.
You've not really watched Arrested Development, have you?
I watched the first two episodes of you, and... Nah.
No? Well,
yeah.
It's interesting that it's out on May 26th, but only on Netflix. And every episode is getting put up at the same time, so everyone can just watch it straight through. I think it's a really good idea. I'm looking forward to that.
Bet you are.
And
boy.
Daft Punk's album's out on the 20th.
Didn't you say it was streaming now?
Yeah, you can stream on iTunes, because I think what happened was it leaked. So... Instead of, like, you know, people going out finding it.
Sorry, I was closing the door.
It's very good. I think a lot of people are going to be disappointed with it, though, because they're expecting a lot of electronic dance music when it is just 70s and 80s funk-sounding music. It's a really good CD. It's really good.
How do you know it's good?
I've streamed it on iTunes.
So you can listen to it all on iTunes for free.
Yeah.
So why can't you just buy it and download it now?
Because they want people to know what it sounds like.
It's only previews.
No, it's the full thing.
Then what's the fucking point now? That's just stupid.
No, that's great.
Just release the whole. If it's finished, release it. Why wait?
To get people pumped for it.
What? So you could you can listen to it all for free.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But you can't download it or buy it.
Not yet.
Does that not sound stupid in your head?
No, it's a good marketing scheme.
It's a terrible marketing scheme.
It's brilliant. They've done so well so far with all the.
Here you go. We'll give it away for free.
They're not giving it away though.
They are.
You can just listen to it
for free.
Yeah.
So you can listen to it for free, and then in a few months they're gonna release it to download to pay for.
No, it's like a week. It was only up to stream the other day, and then like. The album's out in a couple of days.
Terrible. Terrible idea.
You're so negative.
No, not negative. I'm a realist.
You are negative. Okay?
If they want to make money off this, they should be milking it from the start.
Well, they... Get Lucky's number one again. That's 4 weeks.
Yeah, that was last Sunday.
Yeah.
Chart comes out on Sunday, you know that, don't you?
Yeah, yeah. But they're still number one at the moment as well. So, doing well.
Jesus.
Season 2 of My Music Show is starting soon.
Again, you only watched a few episodes of it.
Oh, that's very good. And photos of Rhino from Spider-Man 2 went up the other day.
Yes, I saw that. Do you know who's playing Rhino?
I can't remember his name.
He's the bad guy in Shoot 'Em Up.
Mm-hmm.
He's also in The Hangover 2, the one that rests Mr. Chow.
Ah, right, okay. Yeah, okay. I'm looking forward to that film. Spider-Man 2.
Is that out until 2014, though?
I know, next year, yeah. Because... But every year they've got like 2 Marvel movies. Like the Wolverine's out soon.
But that's not a Marvel movie. Spider-Man's not a Marvel movie.
They are.
Isn't that Disney that are putting out 2 a year?
Well, they're still Marvel.
I know, but you said Disney's putting out 2
Marvel.
Yeah,
Disney own Marvel.
So technically, isn't that 3?
Disney own Marvel.
Then what's Spider-Man?
Marvel.
Yeah, but it's owned by Sony.
Yeah, but Sony's a distribution.
So it doesn't own Marvel then, do they?
What? No, Sony's the distribution company that owns some of the rights to Spider-Man.
I had a rule that if they don't put a film out within 3 years of buying the rights of Spider-Man, it goes back to the original owner.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
That's
interesting.
No, it's true, because if they don't... That's... I think that's why Marvel put out so many and everything like that.
Yeah.
You don't release a certain film with that genre over certain years, it goes back to the original owner.
Huh.
I think that's how it works.
Yeah. I think it'll be a great... That first one was incredible. I fucking loved it. And the Riddick trailer.
You were doubtful at first, though, weren't you?
I was. I didn't want to go see it.
Oh, Riddick, yeah. It looks like he's back on the Pitch Black planet.
Yeah.
In the new preview.
His interview, he did say that like it starts off the same as Chronicles of Riddick, where he's like in charge of all the necro... What are they called? The necromancers?
Yes. It was on the telly the day. Never watched it. It was quite good.
And then he decides to jib them off. And then goes on this planet, and then like these bounty hunters find him, and then it's just the same as Pitch Black. So he's mixing them both up, like, because, you know, like we were saying, people have been disappointed with it not being
Pitch Black. Yeah. So he's trying to merge both the actual
both
films,
can, both can films
to get
together.
All the people to watch it.
So everybody,
yeah.
So you got
clever
the
idea.
The people
clever
that
idea.
Like Pitch Black will like it. The people that like Chronicles of Riddick will like it. So I think, yeah, because that was in an interview for Fast and Furious 6. Isn't that out soon?
I've heard that Vin Diesel's gay. I think it's out now, actually, because one of the people from work is going to see it. But I've heard Vin Diesel's gay.
I heard Vin Diesel's gay.
But then, never Google gay Vin Diesel.
Is it you didn't go on Images, did you?
No, thank
okay,
God, no.
Thank God, no.
There's a recent picture of your face came up.
Oh, really? Is it a rumour?
I don't know. I think you told me.
I think I might have told you. I wanted some proof.
But I think he's came out and slammed it, said he's not gay.
Oh, slammed it.
Slammed it.
Yeah.
He said, I'm only gay if I push back, and I don't push back.
I don't push back.
You're only gay if you cry, is what he said. And he says, I don't cry.
Oh, my God. I don't push
back. This podcast gets out this week.
I know, yeah.
We talked about paedophiles last week, and now we're talking about being gay.
So we're doing all right.
Yeah, okay.
I don't push back, and I don't cry. So I ain't gay.
Have you heard? Big news.
Big news.
Camelot's closed.
Camelot's closed.
Never heard about this.
What?
It closed last year.
Last year? What?
The owners just closed it down.
Why?
The stuff's still there, but it's closed. Why?
Yeah.
Because it's Camelot.
Camelot.
When was the last time you saw an advert for Camelot on the telly or anywhere?
It would appear like very long time ago because it closed last year.
When was the last time you went to Camelot? Have you ever been to Camelot?
Yeah, I've been to Camelot twice.
Have you? How old were you?
Very young.
So like 1920?
Yeah, about that.
Stone.
Yeah.
So did they have a weight restriction on the rides when you went on them? Or?
Yeah. I couldn't go on the merry-go-round. It wouldn't spin.
The horse
wouldn't go up and down. the horse wouldn't go up
Meshing
and down.
Meshing gears.
Yeah. I'd just like to mention, Rob did really well with the Twitter challenges.
Yes, I kicked Dan's ass. Yeah. I think I beat it by how many percent?
A big percentage.
Yeah.
He was meant to get 500 followers in a week and he got over 6,000, so I think you all need to applaud Rob on that.
Yeah, this podcast we advertised on there. But I'll probably only get about 50 views for it.
Yeah.
Oh, big news. Have you heard? David Beckham's retiring at the end of the season.
I have heard that.
38 years old. Being a Man United supporter, are you sad?
Oh, I'm heartbroken.
Yeah.
Oh, and
being a David Beckham fan.
Oh.
I've seen the posters, Dan.
Oh,
don't try and lie.
Well, he's just an inspiration to us all, really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
His underwear posters, though, were
really
weird.
Oh, God. Well, he knows how to pose.
So what would you say he's more famous for? The brand? The football?
Oh, what's David Beckham more famous
for?
Just the name, isn't it?
The name. So he's famous for his name?
Well, no, he's not famous for his name, but like everyone knows his name. It's
because
not necessarily
David Beckham.
Yeah, it's not necessarily the football. I don't think it's any one particular thing. It is a brand. He's just known for being David Beckham.
What?
No, do you not know? It's like,
and you're known for being Dan Steven?
Well, no.
And I'm known for being called Rob McNulty.
No, he's known all worldwide. It's like, I reckon, I don't even know who he plays for.
Seriously?
Yeah, I don't know who he plays for right
Man
now.
Man United?
No, you idiot. No. I know he used to.
Paris Saint-Germain?
Right. I know he
And he's playing for free. He's signed for them.
Yeah,
he's given all his money to charity.
Well, that's a dude.
No, it's not. It's just a good advertisement. But he gets a tax break on it. He's probably getting charged less for tax now than ever. Another tax dodger.
I love how you just like, I'm like, oh, it's such a great thing. And you're like, well, no, because it's this and it's that.
Well,
and it's horror, it's bad.
I heard that people that work for Oxfam are driving around in BMWs and they're supposed to be like giving loads of money to charity.
Yeah.
But the charity only has to give 20%, I think it's 20% of its profits that it makes to charity.
Really?
Yes. So 80% of it is profit, which they're allowed to keep in their own pocket. So when you spend stuff at Oxfam, you're not actually giving to charity.
Oh my God, you've heard it first on the podcast, guys.
This is what I've heard.
Rob has exposed the charities for who they really
yes,
are.
Yes, going down.
You, oh my God. Well, that is pretty bad, actually.
It's very bad. So I don't know if it's the same, because I think it's any charity can do that.
Yeah, you only have to give a certain percentage of what you make to. Yeah, sounds about right. Because I think it's the same with McDonald's. You know, with their RMHC charity, whenever they sell those key rings and stuff.
Do you know
like
they sell McDonald's sell so many burgers that they actually have their own cow farms for slaughtering cows.
My God.
And actual cows, because. I think they've been tested for horse meat, so
yeah.
I think they actually.
Oh yeah, yeah. McDonald's, they.
What's this thing with the ovens coming on soon? Do you want to talk about that? Are you allowed to talk about that?
Let's not mention that.
No.
Let's not mention that. Right
no.
Now.
Okay.
But
till you get sacked, we won't mention it.
Yeah, we won't mention it. Let's wait. Yeah, I've totally forgot what I was going to talk about then. And do you know what I'm thinking about in my head now?
Cows?
I can't stop thinking about
tax dodgers. Tax dodgers!
A shortage of toilet roll. I can't stop thinking about that. It's just how does that happen? How does a country. It's like, I've heard. Well, panic.
I know one thing though. England are head of the toilet manufacturing industry.
Oh, wait.
No.
Oh.
I just made that up.
Oh.
Just to prove that you'll believe anything.
I don't believe anything. Just sounds realistic. Just say it and then people
okay.
believe it.
Yeah, true. Shut up. So, Anything else?
No, I can't think of anything else. No.
No. You didn't make many notes this week then, did you?
I made notes, but it was mainly about Daft Punk's album, and you just like...
Yeah, because it's...
Ridiculed the
yes,
idea.
Yes, because what they're doing is stupid.
It's not.
Have you ever heard this thing about YouTube? The people are recording stuff off YouTube. When they put like a song out, they're using software on a computer to record the song off the music video on YouTube, and then selling it.
No, I didn't know.
So why can't you just do that with the iTunes then?
I don't know, but have you seen on iTunes? Not on iTunes.
It sucks ass.
On YouTube, certain people are charging people to watch their videos.
How will they charge people?
I don't know. It's funny. Jax Films did a piss take video on it, and actually had clips of like you know, like photos of the videos. How much it, what the hell was that? So I picked that up really well on the microphone then as well. Actually, what the hell? My headphones were,
I think
crazy.
It was the pigeon.
Oh my
the
god,
pigeon.
Yeah. Pictures, and he's obviously mocking it. It's like well, obviously we get lots of views, and it's like, it says this green button to click to pay £1.49 to watch, and then it has like 23 views next to it or something. So obviously 23 people have paid that, but obviously it's like, why charge people to watch a video on YouTube?
To make money? Maybe you should start doing it.
Oh yeah, because people would watch it. That's the thing.
Yeah, true, they're free now and people don't watch it.
It doesn't, that's the point. It makes no sense though, for obviously these people, they don't get that many views anyway. And then they're charging people like £1.50 to watch the video.
It's the way forward. It's what you need to do.
Counterproductive.
Let's get yours on Netflix.
Oh, hey, Freddy W's is on Netflix. That video game high school.
That's brilliant. I really enjoyed that.
Video game high school. Because the season 2 should start in September, I think. Something like that. I think. That'd be pretty cool.
This podcast has been all over the place.
Oh, it has. There's
it
no
has,
structure
has.
To this.
I think we should finish it off with the fact that we've got a new challenge.
Oh, the Twitter challenge.
Yeah, I've got a new challenge for me.
Yeah, so Rob has to get a celebrity to tweet.
Me.
Tweet
the fan page.
The fan page. Yeah, I'd like to point out I have nothing to do with the fan page.
That's why I write underneath every link, this sucks ass.
Yeah.
You want to see how this bad this video is.
And hashtag
like
loser.
Hashtag loser. Because he is a loser.
So, yeah, he's got to get a celebrity to tweet the fan page. And we'll let you know how that goes. And check out all the videos on my channel. Just search Daniel Statham on YouTube. Go to the Twitter page at Team Dan Statham. Leave questions, comments, things. And before we finish, shout out to...
No, we did not do shout outs.
Have you actually?
No.
Never do shout shouts.
Never do shout shouts.
Shout,
no.
Shout
no.
Out
no.
To...
no. That's it, I'm cutting this out.
Oh, no,
I'm going
to
cut this bit out. No shout outs.
Oh, well, sorry guys, tried.
It sucks ass. I hate people that do shout outs.
I tried, guys.
Anyway, I mean, that's it.
Fine.
This has been Dan Statham.
And Rob McNulty. I played along really well there.
No! I'm Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson, sorry, I ruined it.
Okay, see you later.
It.
Bye.
Bye, guys.